Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast and recording in Sydney and joined by Chief Scientist with Optus Macquarie University Cybersecurity Hub and Professor Faculty of Science and Engineering in Macquarie University, Professor Dali Kafar. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
We're going to have a discussion around a paper you've released, and basically this is a paper, a bit of research that you've done on the census data with the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
Correct.
And their use of the TBE, which is the table builder sort of query system for the census data. Now, your paper is averaging attacks on bounded perturbation algorithms. So basically, it's the query algorithms that sit and allow people to access the census data. Is that correct?
Yeah. So basically, TBE is the perturbation algorithm that is used by interfaces or databases like Table Builder in this case when some sensitive data is being queried, right? So because the data is sensitive, you need to perturb it in one way or the other.
Got it.
And TBE in this particular case is the algorithm being used by ABS tool, Table Builder, to perturb the queries of the census data.
Well, effectively the paper, and you've put it quite bluntly in a nutshell, so to speak, is that the census data is at a major risk of being revealed through one or more vulnerabilities in the perturbation.
Yeah, so the paper deals with more general context of perturbating the data or sensitive data with bounded distribution type of noise, right? Now, the TBE algorithm is one particular instance of these type of algorithms. And what we show there is that the TBE algorithm itself is vulnerable to attacks that help basically remove the noise that is being added and also infer the sort of parameters that have been used to add some noise or to protect the privacy of the original data.
And the TBE itself, you've mentioned, was released in 2013.
Yeah.
So that has been out there for some time for people to have a look at?
Yeah, so TBE is... So the acronym is actually based on authors' names who released this algorithm back in 2013. From ABS, ABS authors, which is very good practice in, you know, releasing and publicly revealing security and privacy mechanisms in place. So the algorithm was there, published in a conference, you know, available for anyone who wants to take a look at how the data is being protected.
Is it all census data? Is it just the last census that was run? Or just the whole census database?
Yeah, so what we evaluated was on the basis of the census 2016.
Right.
It is actually unknown to us whether TBE algorithm was used before, but it's currently used to serve and to try to perturb census 2016 data.
It's probably not a good look for the ABS, considering that the 2016 census was hit by a DDoS attack and didn't work in the first place.
Indeed, the 2016 data has had in the past a few issues regarding security and potentially even privacy. This is perhaps another one to some extent.
Well, look, it's on the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine website under the story Census Data at Major Risk. We did seek a comment from the ABS and got a response, which is on the website, but basically saying that the ABS is strongly committed to strongly committed to privacy with emerging data analytic techniques. The ABS needs to be on the front foot of the emerging risk to the data we hold. Now, they do claim to have been working with you and other leading experts to ensure that they've got the best approaches. What are your thoughts on the current status of this vulnerability that you've released?
So once we confirmed the findings of the technical paper and once we basically have proven the vulnerability mathematically but also by validating it on some data, we contacted immediately ABS back in, I believe, June 2018.
Right.
And we obviously shared these findings with them and clarified the need to perhaps provide better security measures and better privacy measures, and immediately disclose the fact that we believe that the census data is at major risk. I'll come to that in a second, because actually this is perhaps for all the people who are listening to us, potentially relating this to issues regarding re-identification risks, for example. And the fact is that it's not only about re-identification, and that's why we believe this is actually major and a massive threat in terms of scale, for example, or in terms of potential impact.
Because you can rebuild the data, right?
Absolutely, because this is actually a reconstruction attack. So think about it as vulnerability that makes it possible for adversaries or attackers to reconstruct the whole census data if they are really willing to. So we shared those concerns with ABS, and we held, I must say, a few discussions and a few conversations with ABS, including some of the authors of the TB algorithm. And ABS has came back to us with a few suggestions of how they think the algorithm could be improved, or how they can actually mitigate some of these vulnerabilities. Some of them are, I think, a step in the right direction. For example, trying to, make sure that obvious attacks or, simple ways of implementing the attacks would be mitigated by, for example, installing some capping to the number of queries that someone or an entity can actually run for the table builder. Others are more like about trying to identify whether some queries are really targeting the reconstruction attack. So these are, like I said, again, perhaps a very good step in the right direction, except that we believe that they're not really tackling the fundamental problem that this, at the end of the day, is very, very sensitive data that we have to take very, very seriously, and we shouldn't be really adopting an approach that is probably private. We believe, and this is something else, so we communicated to ABS, we believe that there should be ways of approaching this more from a provable private type of perspective.
Well, I like the terms you do use. You use provable privacy versus probable privacy.
Correct.
And at the moment, you would suggest that the ABS census data is at probable privacy and not provable?
I would actually think so, indeed. I think the approach, and I must say ABS is not the only organizations worldwide that is adopting some of what often researchers in the privacy preserving technologies community call ad hoc perturbation techniques that are perhaps intuitive in nature but not necessarily provably private, and you end up not being able to quantify the risks and so potentially open and vulnerable to unknown attacks. And this is perhaps one of these unknown attacks that have not been taken into account when designing the algorithm or the perturbation attacks. And this, again, could be one of many vulnerabilities that the algorithm is subject to.
So a nation state or a highly sophisticated actor could target this data and start to deconstruct. Because you identified, you said five doctors out of your data set. So effectively you can identify individuals, and then you can start to build the information that they provided to the census?
Correct. Yeah, think about it as, you could actually start this type of attack by yourself, trying to, find where your data is. And then based on that knowledge, you start to populate missing values in that huge database that is constituted by the Australian population that participated in the census data. Now, you can actually automate this process and say, I would really like to know a little bit more about my neighbor, and then the neighbor of my neighbor, and then, colleagues of my neighbor, and so on and so forth. And you keep going, you ultimately spread that knowledge across the whole database till you know everything or almost everything about everyone.
And what, sorry, an attack vector in one way could automate that process.
Yeah.
Do you know if that vulnerability has been fixed? Because obviously you need a bit of processing power behind you to be able to do that.
So you talked rightly about the, the possibility that a state-level attacker or adversary might be exploiting this vulnerability and moving away from this notion of naive attacker that would actually run this vulnerability in a simple way from his own machine, you know, sitting in his garage or something.
That's right.
Now you can have more sophisticated ways of implementing this attack by distributing this across many, many different accounts and many different devices, you know, systematically running automated queries, polluting the sort of queries so that they would look very, they would look seemingly harmless, doing it in a very stealthy way. So the current mitigation techniques that have been discussed or have been communicated to us by ABS seem to be inefficient towards this sort of more sophisticated, less naive adversaries. And we think there is, you know, potentially much better ways in approaching that by applying fundamental changes to the algorithm. I don't think actually, you know, the idea here is to add patchy fixes to the algorithm. I think there is really a big need of fundamentally shift to another paradigm in the way that we approach the data privacy here. And that goes, again, through this notion of provable privacy that I was mentioning earlier, which is sitting under a mathematical framework or mathematical definition of how privacy should be adopted.
We should be, as you say, statistically a mathematical certainty, which is provable privacy. That's where
Absolutely.
You should be at.
So by the rigor of mathematics, essentially, trying to find whether you can quantify the risks that you're undertaking when you're trying to protect the data. And only in that way you can really try to find a good trade-off between how much utility you're giving away, privacy risks you're giving away, and how much utility you're still keeping in the data while you're perturbing it.
And you talked about that differential privacy, the utility, the dimension, and the processing around these huge data sets. Let's talk about the US 2020 census and maybe what could be best practice. What have you seen from what they're doing?
Yeah, so this is an interesting case again where, like we discussed, I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, again, US is leading the way towards better protection. The US Bureau of Census decided very recently, end of 2018, to move towards this notion of differential privacy as a whole framework for releasing and collecting data in the census, in the U.S. Census 2020, right? They started a trial for 2018. They started actually running this for specific regions and specific states, just considering samples of the U.S. population. And the trial was quite successful, so they now decided officially to move to a differentially private census for 2020. Again, leading the way for different statistics organizations. They're not the only ones doing that, or they're not actually the first ones to do that across all different sectors and across you know, all different nature of organizations. Some other private organizations have already moved towards notions of differential privacy when dealing with private data. Google, Uber, Microsoft are leading. Apple as well are leading actually in implementing heavily notions of differential privacy to tackle the many different privacy issues that they have been you know, dealing with across the last few years, but also to be proactive towards...
Facebook. Did you say Facebook?
I didn't say Facebook. They didn't. They're not yet there, I think, and that's probably coming like sooner than we think. Because also of the GDPR constraints, the new regulation from from the European side, but also because of the new privacy legislation that is happening in California, which is really very strong and restrictive. So they have no choice but to move towards much better protection and much better provable privacy again.
So I suppose we could finish off with what would be the message to the ABS right now? What should they be doing?
I think the main concern that we had several months ago about the data and the census data, the Australian census data being at risk because of the availability of the Table Builder tool that makes it possible to query the data, is to some extent still there, right? So we don't know whether this vulnerability is being, as we speak, currently, you know, exploited or not, one. Two, I think we have to really think in terms of potential existence of other attacks against the TB algorithm that we have not reported.
Well, this is the main thing, isn't it, really? You've created one vulnerability in the table, but
And I think that's the crux of the problem, that this is potentially one of many. And this is the main message or the main concern that we would have.
And it's because of the approach from not taking that differential privacy approach. There's a new approach they should be...
Yeah. So differential privacy is one example, one instance that can be implemented under that framework of provable privacy. It's perhaps even, again, one of many. I'm not saying actually that differential privacy here is the ultimate solution or the ultimate weapon. There is probably not silver bullet in these cases, but still... when you have a weapon or when you have a tool that makes it possible for you to understand and quantify the risks, it's obviously a much more powerful tool that you should use.
Absolutely. Well, I will say the final line in our piece from the ABS in terms of their statement is there is no evidence of anyone's privacy being compromised with the use of Table Builder. So we can all rest easy. Now, we will give your co-researcher, Hassan Jamil Asghar, who's a lecturer at Macquarie University, credit also. And I've been joined by Chief Scientist with Optus Macquarie University, the Cybersecurity Hub, and Professor at the Faculty of Science and Engineering at Macquarie University, Professor Dali Kafar. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
Pleasure. On the Cybersecurity Weekly podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.